At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you wondering what steps it takes to get your house ready to sell and put it on the market? Well, you've come to the right place because that's what we're talking about today. I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, a realtor in San Jose, California. Today, I'm going to talk about the 8 steps I recommend you take in order to get your house ready to sell and put it on the market. The first step is to really understand where you're going to go and how soon you need to be there, because it's going to help you understand and make decisions for the next several steps in this process to get your home to the market. The second step is prepare yourself for the process. We all know moving's a lot of work. Maybe you haven't done it in a while and you forget, but moving is tons of work. And honestly, putting your house on the market and selling your house is even more work. Think about it. When you go to a model home, how does the home look? Very tidy, very neat, clutter-free. We don't live that way, and it's okay. I know we don't live that way, but to get the most money for your property and to really get the most buyers in to look at it, we've got to do a lot of prep to make your home look as close to a model property as we can. So prepare yourself for a lot of time and effort and emotional process. You've got a lot of memories in the property, but also you're used to living a certain way, and it's gonna change over the next several months while you prepare your home for sale. And maybe you're gonna be a little out of your comfort zone. Just know that that's part of the process and have your life and your mental state prepared for it. The third step, of course, is to hire an agent. Earlier you do that, the more they can guide you, number one. Number two, they are experienced in this process. They can guide you through the next several steps on this checklist to get your house ready to sell. Step number four is to declutter, purge, and neutralize. I really think you should enlist your agent's guidance here. Listen to your agent. You hired them for a reason to really guide you. If you want to get the most money for your property, it's really critical that you do these steps. Again, think model home. I think you should enlist professionals here. This is where stagers help. Obviously, your word on your agent helps. Maybe you need somebody to help you, if you're downsizing, for example, help you organize and figure out what you need to take and what you need to get rid of. Professionals can really help through this process. Step number five is make the repairs that you know need to be done. So most people have a to-do list that they don't really get to. Myself, for example, I've got a lot of paint touch-up that I just haven't done. It's not that important. But if I were putting my house on the market, that definitely needs to be done. Maybe it's a squeaky door or a window that sticks. Little repairs like that really need to be done, because the more things that buyers see, they end up becoming barriers for them and reasons for them not to buy your house. We don't want to give buyers reasons not to buy your house. We want to give them reasons to buy your house. So minimize all of those items that they could consider barriers and get those repairs done. Step number six is pre-inspections. Why would you do pre-inspections? I know I have had clients leaving the area, and a lot of areas, they don't do inspections ahead of time. I want to tell you why. Number one, we're going to legally protect you so that when a buyer is looking at your property, they already know the things that are going on with your property. They are making an offer with those known and upfront. The second reason is, if you're negotiating with the buyer, wouldn't you want to know how much the repairs are going to cost or what you're negotiating? I can't imagine playing any sort of game, for example, poker, without knowing the cards in your hand. So why would you do that on one of your largest assets? Why would you go negotiate without knowing what you're actually negotiating? If there's repairs to be done, it could be roof repairs, it could be a chimney rebuild, it could be a foundation repair. All those items could end up being big, and a lot of people don't know about them until they have those pre-inspections done. And the other thing is, maybe there's something on those pre-inspections that you could easily fix ahead of time to remove that barrier to the buyers. So you want to get that done if possible and consult with your agent on what should be done ahead of time and what you should negotiate at the table with the buyer. Step number seven is home prep. I mentioned earlier about a model home. This is where we're gonna make your house as much of a model home as we can. So things that really are gonna give you your return on your investment are paint, interior and exterior, if they both need it. Flooring should be in really good condition, clean, And if you need to replace carpet, you replace carpet, or clean it if it's in good condition and just needs a little bit of a clean. And the third item is your landscape. So landscape needs to be clean, presentable, have some really nice color, and mulch. Almost everybody can use a fresh layer of mulch to really make your landscape pop. Down in the link below, there is 10 tips to maximize your curb appeal. I highly recommend you download that if you're working on getting your property ready for sale. Curb appeal is your first impression to buyers. You want buyers to be excited. You want them to see your picture online and want to come and see your house. So maximizing your curb appeal is really important in this step as well. Number 8 is put it on the market and show it off. So of course your agent's gonna help you put it on the market, properly market it with professional photography and virtual tours and video and things like that. But really your job as a seller is going to be showing off the property in its best light every time a buyer comes through. So think of all the senses, smell, sight, your sound. So maybe you're playing some really nice background music or a waterfall in the background to really bring relaxation and peace. That, you know, home is a place where people relax and spend a lot of time. You want them to feel tranquil and peaceful in the property. So smell, of course, there's little tips like emptying out your trash and making sure it's really clean. We don't want to turn off any buyers for little things that are simple to fix. So presenting your property in the best light is really important. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.